If today's service so far has left you feeling a bit disoriented, then good job. That means you're paying attention. For in the span of just a few minutes, we have managed to travel from the Mount of Olives to the place of a skull. So yes, that's disorienting. We went from singing Hosanna to the Son of David to crying out, crucify him, crucify him. Disorienting. And then we heard about the one who went from being in the form of God to being born in human likeness to being obedient to the point of death. Disorienting. If the season of Lent is this opportunity to do a little soul searching, a little here, a little there, well, then Palm Sunday pounds it all open, revealing just how little progress has been made on our hearts. You think you see things clearly now? After all this self-examination and repentance, after all this prayer and fasting and almsgiving, well, you can't even see the cross, can you? Ouch. Palm Sunday stings. It begins with what feels like a children's story. Palms and processions, singing and dancing, a donkey and a shout of praise. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This is fun. And if there's a party in the neighborhood, then why not join in on the fun? No questions asked. And so little did we know what kind of parade we were actually joining. We had assumed it was a triumphal entry. I mean, we see this stuff all the time. Streams of acolytes faithfully following their new favorite figurehead, hoisting their flags high into the air, chanting their mantras that promise greatness again. Come to find out, there was actually one such procession just the day before. On the other side of town, a convoy arriving from the coastal city of Caesarea, named after the great Caesar Augustus himself. And who led that charge? It was none other than Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor of Judea, surrounded by a parade of soldiers mounted on their military steeds, officials in royal attire, prisoners linked together in chains, being pulled along in the rear, cymbals and music, weapons of war, an imperial procession meant to intimidate and ensure your submission. Yes, Pilate had also just arrived in Jerusalem for the Passover celebration, as the city's population would swell in size as waves and waves of pilgrim Jews made their way in, singing their psalms, praying for God to give them one more Exodus event. Save us, they would sing. Deliver us again. That's what the word Hosanna actually means. But Pilate wasn't there to celebrate. No, he was there to keep the peace by reminding everyone who's in charge. The Roman Empire is in charge. So don't get any ideas. I mean, that's the point of Pilate's parade. It was an overt display of Rome's military might. So pray away, he would say. As long as you stand down, get out of our way, show respect. Oh, how humiliating that must have been. Year after year, for generation after generation, to be under the thumb of Roman oppression, to pray for salvation, to hope for a savior, to wait for change, and yet nothing ever changed. What's the point of observing Passover if nothing ever changes? Can you feel then just how primed the Jewish people must have been to do something meaningful, to participate in a parade of their own, to finally find a leader who could flex his muscles in the face of Roman aggression? Might this then be the one? Yes, to whom we sing Hosanna to the Son of God, save us. Can you feel the rush of retribution? Perhaps we too ought to take notice of how we feel, of how our own hearts today can stir and swoon when the rulers of this world flex their muscles. I mean, how can we not feel such a thing at a time such as this? And notice how deep down we want to join in on the fun, don't we? No questions asked. Notice how we want others to know that we are on the side of strength. Just listen to the rhetoric rolling off the tongues of today's rulers. The enormous amount of bravado, the bench pressing, the chest beating, the we will destroy you mentality. This isn't new, my friends. We've always lived in a world that believes in salvation by shock and awe. A world that believes in victory by any means necessary. We will eliminate the enemy at any cost, which means that our hearts are prone to see our own Christian procession, this Christian project, as just another chess piece in a game of war. Which means that our hearts are also prone to miss out completely on what Jesus is actually doing here. Whether that's 2,000 years ago on Palm Sunday or here on the streets of Jackson, Tennessee in 2026, whether it's then or whether it's now, we all clamor for a king just like all the other nations have. We want a king like King David, right? We want a kingdom that comes with a sword on its side rather than a cross. And so, yes, we will follow this Jesus in procession, but only as long as he struts along like Pilate does. Just as long as he marches into the halls of power, takes his seat upon the throne, and lets us sit at his right hand. I mean, deep down, that's what we really want. That's what we've always wanted. But today's procession, my friends, this palm procession of Jesus that we just enacted in our service with the help of our children, this is no parade. No, it's a parody. Palm Sunday is a parody. Jesus is acting the role of a prophet, doing a bit of choreographed street theater. And in the process, he's making a mockery out of our thirst for power. He enters into Jerusalem, the very center of power, where he intentionally crafts this scene to make a dramatic point. It's all designed to expose the fact that the emperor we seek has no clothes. He deliberately adopts some of the trappings of your typical procession, only then to reframe them in a different light, for a different goal. Yes, this is the return of the king we've all been hoping for, but there's no bravado here, no chest thumping. It's just a simple, humble man from Galilee riding bareback on an everyday beast of burden. Call it, if you will, a parody parade. That's the sting of Palm Sunday. It's a day that reminds us, and boy, do we need to be reminded, of the strangeness, the glorious peculiarity of the gospel. The story of our salvation. That this world that goes not well will be healed not in the way we think, Not in the way we assume, not even in the way we want, through strength and power, through dominance and control, through the defeat of our enemies. No, Jesus makes a mockery out of all these charades with his parody parade. And by doing so, he shows us another way. And what way might that be? Well, it goes something like this. God rides into this world on a donkey, a gentle rabbi, not a conquering hero, and then he takes the blow, endures the hurt, and gives his life for the life of the world. Do you hear how peculiar that is? How strange that the kingdom we so desperately long for would come to us only through a cross. A counterintuitive story, yes, and it's one that doesn't end there. Because after the cross, he rises to form a particular people. He breathes new life into our bones, inviting all of us to join him in his procession, this procession called a parody parade. He invites you and me to be peculiar, to take the blow, to endure the hurt for the life of the world, to seek first the kingdom of God by way of the cross. My goodness, the sting of Palm Sunday is meant to be felt in our each and every day as we live our lives in the vein of Jesus. And so the question for you today is simply this: in what ways is your life consistent with this parody parade? In what ways is your life peculiar and strange? Upside down, running against the grain of a world eager to flex its muscles and show its bravado. How are your everyday actions subverting that power-hungry procession on the other side of every single town? I think this is what the Apostle Paul means when he says, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus." This peculiar mind, this cross-shaped life, this self-emptying posture that makes no sense to the kings of this world, but is in actuality the remedy for this world. Yes, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus that day when he provoked the powers that be on the foal of a donkey with a basin of water and a towel, with some bread and some wine and a prayer. Your will be done, not mine. It's the parody parade, and we're all invited to process. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.